Conley will be tried during January term. The Atlanta Constitution, Wednesday, the 26th of November, 1913, page 7, column 4. Negro factory sweeper appears in court in order to have the time set. Jim Conley, the Negro factory sweeper who was a witness against Leo Frank in his trial for the murder of Mary Fagan, will be tried during the January term of the criminal court of Fulton County. This was made possible Tuesday when Conley, ready for trial, appeared before Judge Ben Hill of the Superior Court and, through his attorney, demanded trial. Conley was brought into court from the prisoner's bullpen, looking smug and all smiles, so soon as court was officially opened. Solicitor General Dorsey called the court's attention to the fact that the Negro had appeared in court once before for trial. Judge Hill then said, "I know that the Negro is ready for such trial as shall be given him, but the court is not. I do not believe at this point Attorney William Smith, the Negro's legal adviser, arose and filed formal demand for trial." "Just a minute. Mr. Smith," said the court, "I appreciate that your formal demand takes the matter of this man's trial out of my hands, but I am still of the opinion that the trial should go over until the Frank retrial motion, new before the Supreme Court, has been disposed of." Attorney Smith declared that he did not wish to force the Negro's trial on the court, but that in justice to his client, he had filed motion for trial so that his client would know where he stood. Conley will be tried at the next regular session of Judge Hill's court, which opens on January 1st. The case will resolve itself into a legal argument between Attorney Smith and Solicitor General Dorsey when the case appears for trial, as the Negro, through the formal demand filed Tuesday, waives right of jury and stands ready to plead to the two indictments hanging over his head. It will remain with the court whether the Negro shall be sentenced for a misdemeanor or a felony. Page 7, column 4. Trial by jury will be the subject of an address which will be made Wednesday afternoon at 5 o'clock by Judge John T. Pendleton before the combined classes of the Atlanta Law School. Judge Pendleton, who is a barrister of long experience and high standing, is expected to give some interesting views on the success and shortcomings of the modern jury system. Page 4, column 5. Men and Religion Bulletin. Nome 85. Follow me. I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling fleeth. John 10:11-12. Miss Edith Appleyard died Monday. She was once matron at Agnes Scott College. Christ touched her heart. She wished to serve. She said, "Send me to any place, only put me where I can reach and help the nethermost." Chief Beavers closed Atlanta's houses of shame. Help was offered the fallen. Belle Summers was saved. She gave money to found a home for them. Miss Appleyard came to give her life. She left Agnes Scott College. She became matron of Martha's home. She went into the hells of earth to save her sisters. She lived with them. God alone knew the strain, for few helped. Many hindered. Christian people, not understanding, tried to close this refuge for the hopeless. The police board classified it as a nuisance. A great paper termed it a disorderly house. Miss Appleyard never complained. Without rest, without ceasing, day in, day out, she served. She found only happiness in the work. She was saving the lost. She was bringing order out of chaos. The way was becoming clear, but self had been forgotten. Sickness came. Years ago a man had sinned. A woman was infected. No one knows how many lives have suffered for their shame. Innocent lives have been sacrificed for their sin. A girl came to Martha's home. She brought their curse. A man had put it upon her. It found the lips of Miss Appleyard, who by love was trying to bring the girl back to life. Miss Appleyard is dead. Science fought for her life. Men and women prayed that she might stay, but God called. He had work elsewhere for her. With Paul, she realized that it is better far to be away and with Jesus. For weeks, months, unable to use her tongue, she has written her thoughts. Each note has radiated joy and hope, although she knew that death was daily drawing nearer. Asked if she had a message to send the students of Agnes Scott, she wrote, "I do thank my Savior that he has permitted me just a glimpse of this, his great work, and I hope that it may be their work too." To the girls of the Martha Berry School, she sent this word, "I have no message but this, that they may realize their wonderful opportunity before they are gone. Their work, their wonderful opportunity. Our work, our wonderful opportunity. Your work, your wonderful opportunity before you are gone." Her last conscious expression was a note to this committee. She said, "All the executive committee, my love, tell them how grateful I am to have been counted worthy to share in the great work. May God overrule all mistakes, his great work. Jesus said, 'Feed my lambs, then my sheep follow me.' I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd layeth down his life for the sheep. He that is a hireling fleeth. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whosoever doth not bear his own cross cannot be my disciple. Miss Appleyard has shown again the only way, a new and living way, the cross of Christ. God grant that you and we may take it up today and follow him. No word of sorrow should be heard. This Thanksgiving Day, let us go up to God's place of prayer. And there, in the house of our Father, we will give thanks for her life, but most of all for her triumphant death. God lead us in the way that she has shown.